Kyle Krabs in USA Today's Dolphins Wire wrote today, and we'll talk some Dolphins in the 5 o'clock hour. Vince Beagle, the linebacker, is going to join us. Kyle Krabs wrote, the Miami Dolphins are seeing their voluntary organized team activities, OTAs, come to a close with today's session. And there's another major hurdle on the team's path to training camp looming on the horizon. The Dolphins will be switching gears from OTAs and welcoming players to the team facility for a mandatory mini camp. And with the Dolphins among the NFL teams to have most, but not all, in attendance for OTAs, there will be some developments in key storylines for Miami's talent under contract. Unless, of course, things proceed how head coach Brian Flores is anticipating, because he was asked this morning his outlook for mandatory minicamp next week, and he said he's not expecting anyone to be missing when they take a head count on day one. He said, I expect to see everyone at mandatory minicamp. We've gotten a good number of guys here the past few weeks, and we're happy with it. So what Kyle Krabs writes is, a good number of guys is not, however, everyone. The most notable absence would be the team's 2020 MVP, Xavien Howard. Howard, who is coming off the NFL's first 10-plus interception season in more than a decade, has been tied to reports regarding his contract and, more specifically, his desire to have his current deal updated to reflect the elite ball production Howard has put on display when he's on the field. To this point in the offseason, there has been no action on Howard's contract. And while Xavien Howard has been away from the team, reports have also suggested that his absence isn't directly rooted in a desire for a new contract. But it's the elephant in the room with Howard and the Dolphins. And until we see Howard in attendance, skepticism will remain. That probably, to me, is the only storyline for next week, right? Because everything else is pretty much in place, right? They did a great job, I think, filling in pieces that needed to be filled. I think the receiving core has been bolstered tremendously through the draft and Will Fuller. And so I would say, yeah, if one situation can make Dolphins fans nervous, you know, when everything seems to be headed in the right direction, it would be a contract difficulty with Xavien Howard.
That would be, and I just looked through it, and the contract with Xavien makes sense, and Xavien was upset, and he got in some legal stuff this offseason. If you want to go look it up, there was some, you know, some different things involved with a gun and all, kind of, don't want to get into it, but some legal issues as well, and he balled, man. I think he should have won Defensive Player of the Year last season. But to think about holding out of camp, I looked at the roster a second ago. There's only really three guys that have even the cachet to hold out of camp. Howard, Ogba, and Jason McCourty, but Jason McCourty just got here.
Right, so he's not holding out.
No, he wants to come in and improve and prove that he can play here and prove that he can play the safety position that Bobby McCain, you know, evacuated. Like, Howard, that's it? Like,
it's really it. Ogba, obviously, you wouldn't want to lose Ogba. He had a tremendous season last season. But Xavien Howard was the difference maker
in so many games on defense.
And that might actually play into his benefit when it comes to potentially holding out, right? It's not like you guys are dealing with a million holdouts. The only guy you got to placate is me.
Yeah.
I'm it. Like, that's the track I'm taking if I'm his agent. Like, the only guy that you've got to make happy. Like, man, you guys got things together. And Tua is there, and he's looking good, and the receiving core is better. And, like, yeah, take care of Xavien Howard if he's my client. And, man, you go into this season raring to go.
Well, and we saw when Byron Jones got hurt and we had to put Igbinoghamy outside and Nick Needham outside and Stephon Diggs went crazy in that first Buffalo game. Get Byron and Xavier on the field and you can run all your little cute walk-around defensive crazy blitzes. Now, if you start missing these corners, we see what happens. You know what? If he wants more money, I think this is the perfect time to hold out.
You'd give it to him, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Because you've got too many pieces in place. That's my point. You know, if you know, when did Rashad Jones hold out? Like, I don't think things were.
I'm telling you, they weren't. Because Dolphins last year, I know Tua and the quarterback shuffle was everything that came out of last season. The defense was top 10, top 5, honestly, in a lot of categories. That defense was good last season. So you have a defense. Now you give this, you give the reins to Tua. You're going to get rid of your best defensive player. as you're giving Tua the offense where he might stumble.
That's
a little
why I think
bit.
He's got some power because it just wouldn't make sense at this point. Like you said, you look at the roster, there's nobody with the cachet to do this except Xavier Howard.
Yep, very young. That's why I was looking at the age of some of these guys that have age and have respect. Xavier, Ogba, and McCourty are the only guys that I think could really tell a coach, listen, I'm not happy with my contract. I'm not coming. All these puppies we have, the entire offensive line, we're all puppies. They're all young guys that want to prove themselves. I love that the roster is constructed this way so that they can continue to grow together. But, yeah, man, these dudes coming to work. These dudes is coming to work.
Next week will be interesting because if Xavier Howard doesn't show up for mandatory camp, that would be obviously a major, major problem for their plans moving forward. Now, I don't think Coach Flo says what he says today if he expects Xavier Howard not to be there, unless he's sending a message.
Yeah.
Unless he knows that he doesn't plan to be there and he's sending a message, you know?
There's only one guy on the roster with double-digit seasons in the league, and that's McCourty.
Wow. Wow.
I'm looking at it right here. 1-5-6-1-2-7-2-2-2-9. Rookie, 2-7. It's McCourty has 13 years. There's no other double-digit guys.
Yeah, be interesting.
This is how they wanted – obviously, this is
how
they wanted
this is his blueprint.
Yes. Get young guys developing while they're cheap, and then if you want a lot of money, we'll get rid of you and move forward with somebody else young.
That's the Belichick way, right?
I'm telling you. And McCourty knows that, knowing where Flores came from. So McCourty – yeah. Xavier is the only one, but I think – and even on Xavier, to your point now, we're talking about a Hawk where all your 90 guys are there, 89 are there, guys you respect, the Byron Jones, your defensive back partners, and you're the only one not there. Byron's going to call him. Igbinoghene is going to call him. McCourty just got to the team. I know he wants to play with McCourty on his side. I think Xavier shows up. I really do.
I think so, too. But I think he's got some power here.
Yes.
If he wants to make things ugly, because it just wouldn't make sense for the Dolphins to allow things to get ugly heading into this season. I think there's a lot of hope for the Dolphins this season. So
yes.
I think we might be on the precipice of something exciting with the Dolphins. I don't want to jinx it.
Listen, it's all on Tua. Tua balls, yes. We're going to the playoffs.
I think the season is that simple.
Bingo.
Tua balls. Playoffs. I think it is that simple.
We're going to break down every game, every quarter through the whole season, but that's what it comes down to.